Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. This is Kelly Fox, and I am excited to be here with all of you as we start accountability. Step five, accountability. And we're going to be doing our introduction night, which means anything goes. We were supposed to have on Trish March, but we are on a cruise, and my computer is not letting me go on and open her mic. So I am sure she is here and she is ready to go, but I can't let her on. So I am going to introduce my beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Having a blast.
Here. So we are talking about accountability tonight, and we are on a cruise, like I said, and we are being accountable to our commitments by showing up and doing this show while we were out having fun. So, Terry, what does accountable mean to you?
Accountable has a lot of different meanings depending on what the context is that you're talking about. We can be accountable to ourselves. We can be accountable to others. We can be accountable to our higher power. We can be accountable to our health. We can be accountable to connections, to growing. So accountability is almost like you're making an agreement. You're making an agreement to change something, to do something, to create something, and you're going to hold yourself to that agreement by setting up boundaries and timelines and plans. So that's kind of what accountability means to me.
Yeah, as we do here, we always start with ourselves. And so accountability to ourselves is making choices and having actions that go along with you staying committed to what you say you want for yourself. You know, so if you say, I'm going to eat well, I'm going to have fruits and vegetables every day, I'm going to walk, you know, so many steps a day, I'm going to, you know, whatever your goals might be, you can kind of tell what mine are. And you don't do that, then you're not being accountable to yourself. And that's where you need to be accountable first and then go and be accountable to others. But I've found that being accountable to others is a lot easier. Showing up for someone else, being somewhere I said I was going to be to someone else is a lot easier for me to do than show up for myself and say, hey, Kelly, you said you were going to do this at this time, and where are you? And because it's a lot easier to just justify, oh, I've had a long day, I'm cranky, I want some comfort food, whatever it might be, it's easy to justify not getting up and taking the walk or just snacking on something instead of making myself a meal. So it's being accountable to ourselves that is really important to do first and then work on or easily be accountable to others.
Yeah, so I think a lot of times it's easier, I don't know if it's easier, but it's, you know, we can be accountable to others, we can be loving to others, just because it doesn't require as much commitment. When we're trying to work on our own issues, accept our own challenges, and work towards our own growth,
that requires thought, requires action. And being accountable to someone else who says, oh, will you give me a ride to my doctor's appointment? I can give you a ride to your doctor's appointment, and we can be accountable. Or our children say, will you take me to the park? And they can say, sure, I'm going to take you to the park, and be accountable to them. Because there's, I don't know if it's easier or it's just more convenient to do what other people ask us to do. Maybe it's not as challenging. Maybe it's not as life-changing. It doesn't take as much effort as working on being accountable to ourselves. I'm not sure which it is, but it seems like it's easier, takes less effort to be accountable to others than to ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, if I tell someone, hey, I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do it. If I tell my child, we're going to go and do this at this time, they're definitely going to hold me accountable to that, right? They're going to be like, Mom, you said at this time we were going to do this. And I'd be like, okay, all right, let's go do it. But if I say to myself, Kelly, we're going to do this at this time, I'm the only one there to hold myself accountable. And sometimes it can be quite easy to talk myself out of it. But it could also be just as easy to talk myself into it if I set myself up for success. Making it as easy and accessible to do the thing that I'm committed to as it is to not do the thing that I'm committed to, if that made sense. What are those things that I'd love to hear? What are those things that support you in keeping your commitments to yourself?
Well, I think part of it for me is I think acknowledgments really help me to be accountable to myself. Sometimes it's a part of a plan. It's writing my daily. Like I have a daily plan. I have a daily plan, a routine that I'm committed to, and accountable to myself to complete that on a daily basis. And because I'm committed to doing that, and I know exactly what it is that I'm committed to doing, I can hold myself accountable for that. If I didn't have a specific set of criteria or actions that I was going to take, and be committed to and accountable to myself to do those, I'm not sure that I would develop that habit. I think accountability helps us develop habits. When we develop habits, we have more ease in being committed to ourselves and accountable to ourselves. So having a plan, strategies that keep us focused on our plan, either to complete certain activities each day or to work towards a goal, to have a daily intention, and work towards that intention. And then at night or the next day when I write my acknowledgments, I hold myself accountable. And I do that in my prayers as well. I set out the day. I make certain commitments of how I want to think, speak, and act. And at the end of the day, I make an accounting of that when I say my evening prayers. So I think those are ways that I find myself able to stay on track. And, of course, I also practice compassion. If I have a day that I am not really accountable to what I said I was going to do in the morning when I wrote my intention, I don't beat myself up. I refocus on that intention and start again tomorrow.
Yeah. I think that's important that you brought up the whole not beating yourself up thing, because we definitely want to continue using the steps we've already learned, and step four is compassion. So we want to continue to access that compassion that we have first for ourselves and then for others. Also remembering, if someone doesn't fulfill a commitment that they've made to us, lovingly, compassionately holding them accountable and not getting mad at them because they had a moment of being human and weren't able to commit to whatever it might have been. just as you would hope that they had compassion towards you if you weren't able for some reason to meet a commitment that they made, that you made to them, if that made sense. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to also have compassion for ourselves when we're not able to follow through. But we definitely want to be, practicing and getting better at following through with our commitments and not have it be day after day that we're pushing it back or we're convincing ourselves not to do it. You know, if that's the case, we might want to reassess our commitments and say, are these things that we really want to do? Or are these things that we think we should do or have told us that we should be doing them? But are we committed and desiring these things for ourselves? If not, then, you know, let that commitment go. Move a different direction. Make a new commitment that you'll more likely keep. So it's good to check in with those commitments that you've made to yourself. Are they still in alignment with where you are and where you're wanting to go? Do they still take you along that path towards freedom? Or is there some adjustment that can be made? You know, maybe you made a commitment to go walking a certain amount of time or a certain amount of length, saying, you know, like 10,000 steps. Maybe you want to do laps in the pool instead, exercising. You're still moving your body, but it's in a different way. So there's lots of ways that we can support ourselves in keeping these commitments. We can just, you know, it's a place where we can play and where we can get creative. If your commitment to yourself is to write 5 acknowledgments and 5 gratitudes and you're having a challenge doing 5 of each, start with 3. Start with 1. And build that habit up, you know. And support yourself to be successful in your commitment. What could you need or what could you do to support yourself to be successful? For me, I know I'm more successful when I bring someone in on the commitment I have for myself. So I get a buddy to go to the gym with. You know, I tell my husband, hey, let's go on walks every night. And then it's like we're holding each other accountable. It's not just me holding myself. I know that's what supports me. So what supports you in keeping those things in mind? But you know what, guys? We wanted to be accountable. We wanted to show up tonight. We wanted to do this, even though it was weird. But the way my phone is set up right now, I'm a little afraid that I'm getting roaming charges. So we are going to keep tonight short, but we still wanted to come on. We still wanted to talk about accountability and how it can support you in moving yourself towards freedom and get you to where you want to be. It's not something to hide or shy away from, and it's definitely important for you to be taking care of yourself first.
Yeah, I think you want to remember the 3 tenets that we talk about a lot, the foundational tenets for fearless living, and that's be honest with yourself. Tell yourself the truth. You know, this is not working for me. And then take personal responsibility. And I think those 3 things really are foundational in this month of accountability. And just be sure you turn into Terry Talk. We're talking about accountability. And be ready to take those on each day to help you be accountable. So we really appreciate you being here with us for a short night, but we were supposed to have internet service in our room with our computer, and it's not happening.
Not working.
So we want you to know that we love you, appreciate you, and we'll be home and be able to do this the regular way with our guests and be able to go on for the month of accountability. So thanks a lot. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, thank you. We want to remind you that these 12 steps were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. To know more about Fearless Living, please go check it out at fearlessliving.org. You can find everything out about Terry and I at fearlessgenerations.org, and you can find out how to get Terry Talks in your inbox every weekday morning. You can figure out how you can be in our membership of Staying Fearless. You can find out about our workshops. We have one coming up this Saturday. It is complimentary, and it is from 10 to 11:30 Pacific time, and we will be excited to be with you there, called What is Fear? So we're going to be talking about fear and what is it and how does it affect us personally, and start ourselves on that journey to learning the four basic skills of fearless living in other workshops that we're sharing this year. So go check those out all at fearlessgenerations.org. Even more there that you can find and check out as well. We thank you for being here with us tonight. We apologize for the technical difficulties. We apologize to Trish that we weren't able to get her on. We know that you guys love her and we love her, and we could have gained so much from her being on tonight. Though it is what it is. So thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Enjoy yourselves. Be accountable to yourself. And we'll see you next week. Until then, be fearless.